Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I'm Saira Mujtaba with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lays foundation stone of Ken Betwa River Linking Project in Madhya Pradesh. Nation celebrates 100th birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee as Good Governance Day today. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah to dedicate more than 10,000 PSEs, Dairy and Fisheries Cooperative Societies to the nation this afternoon. Christmas is being celebrated across the globe today to mark the birth of Jesus Christ. NRI remittances surged to record $11.9 billion in April to October this year, says RBI. And more than 50 people feared killed in a plane crash in Kazakhstan. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone for the country's first river linking project, the Ken Betwa River Linking National Project, worth 44,600 crore rupees in Khajuraho, Madhya Pradesh today. The first of its kind in India, the Ken Betwa River Linking Project is aimed at revolutionizing water management in the Bundelkhand region of Madhya Pradesh and Uttar Pradesh. The project aims to irrigate 8.11 lakh hectares across 10 districts of Madhya Pradesh, including Chhatarpur, Panna and Tikamgarh, and stabilize irrigation for an additional 1.92 lakh hectares in Uttar Pradesh. This initiative is expected to benefit 44 lakh farmer families by improving crop production and incomes, thereby bolstering the rural economy. It also promises to supply drinking water to 44 lakh people in Madhya Pradesh and 21 lakh in Uttar Pradesh, generate 103 megawatts of green energy and create new employment opportunities. Mr. Modi also dedicated the country's first Omkareshwar Floating Solar Project, or OFSP, to the nation and performed Bhumi Pujan for 1,153 Atal Gram Sushasan Bhavans. The Prime Minister also released a commemorative coin and a stamp in honour of Bharat Ratna Vajpayee. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said these projects will give a boost to the development of Madhya Pradesh.
MP mein vikas ko ek nayi gati mili hai. आज भी यहाँ हजारों करोड़ रुपए की विकास परियोजनाओं की शुरुआत हुई है. आज ऐतिहासिक केन बेतवा लिंक परियोजना का दौधन बांध का शिलान्यास भी हुआ है. ओमकारेश्वर फ्लोटिंग सोलर प्लांट का भी लोकार्पण हुआ है और ये मध्य प्रदेश का पहला फ्लोटिंग प्लांट है. मैं इन परियोजनाओं के लिए एमपी के लोगों को ढेर सारी बधाई देता हूं.
The Prime Minister said the event marks a tribute to former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee on his 100th birth anniversary.
अटल जी की जयंती का ये पर्व सुशासन की सुसेवा की हमारी प्रेरणा का भी पर्व है. थोड़ी देर पहले जब मैं अटल जी की स्मृति में डाक टिकट और स्मारक सिक्का जारी कर रहा था तो अनेक पुरानी बातें मन में चल रही थी. बरसों बरसों तक उन्होंने मुझ जैसे अनेक कार्यकर्ताओं को सिखाया, संस्कारित किया है. देश के विकास में अटल जी का योगदान अमिट रहेगा.
MP Chief Minister Mohan Yadav said that the Ken Betwa River Linking Project is a unique example of cooperation and coordination among states and the centre. He said it will change the face and destiny of the entire Bundelkhand region of Madhya Pradesh and UP. MP Governor Mangubhai Patel and Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil were also present on the occasion. The nation celebrates 100th birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee as Good Governance Day today. Rich tributes were paid to the statesman at his samadhi, Sadaiv Atal, in the national capital. We have a report on his life journey.
Born on 25th December 1924 in Gwalior, Atal Bihari Vajpayee's personality had many facets. He was a forceful orator, a writer, poet, a selfless social worker, journalist, but more than anything else, he was a leader among leaders.
Haar nahi manunga, raar nahi thaanunga, kaal ke kapaal par likhta mitata hu, geet naya gaata hu, geet naya gaata hu.
He served thrice as the Prime Minister of India. His legacy comprises forward-looking economic policies, massive infrastructure projects, and development of national highways as well as roads in the rural areas. His astute and wise economic policies laid the foundation of a longest period of sustained growth in independent Indian history. It was under his leadership India successfully conducted Pokhran 2 nuclear tests and cemented its position as a nuclear state in 1998. He had a long parliamentary experience spanning over four decades. As a foreign minister, Atal Bihari Vajpayee was the first person to speak in Hindi in United Nations in 1977. He was awarded India's highest civilian honor, Bharat Ratna, in 2015. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid floral tributes to former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee on his 100th birth anniversary at the Sadaiv Atal Memorial in Delhi. Former President Ramnath Kovind, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu and Union Minister and BJP President J.P. Nadda, among others, also paid tributes to Atal Bihari Vajpayee. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee was a great thinker of Indian politics who dedicated his entire life to the prestige, service and development of the country. Talking to media, Mr. Singh said, Mr. Vajpayee played a very important role in strengthening the Indian economy.
आजाद भारत के इतिहास में पहली बार ग्रोथ रेट 8.4% उस समय पे पहुंची थी, उसकी सर्वत्र सराहना होती थी। उनके गवर्नेंस को लोग मानते हैं, सुशासन के इस लक्ष्य को कैसे हासिल किया जा सकता है, ये अटल जी ने करके दिखाया है।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tributes to educationist and social reformer Pandit Madan Mohan Malviya on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, apart from being an active freedom fighter, Pandit Malviya remained a pioneer of education in India throughout his life. The Prime Minister added that Pandit Madan Mohan Malviya's contribution to the country will always remain a source of inspiration. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah will dedicate more than 10,000 newly established multi-purpose primary agricultural cooperative societies, dairy and fisheries cooperatives to the nation in New Delhi today. He will also distribute registration certificates, RuPay Kisan credit cards and micro ATMs to the newly formed cooperative societies during a national conference of cooperatives. These financial tools are designed to provide easy access to credit services in panchayats and promote financial inclusion. These will also enable rural population to benefit from various schemes and participate in the nation's economic progress. The meeting of NDA leaders is underway at the residence of Union Minister and BJP National President J.P. Nadda in New Delhi. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Civil Aviation Minister Ramohan Naidu Kinjarappu, Heavy Industries Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy, Panchayati Raj Minister Rajiv Ranjan Singh and Minister of State for Health Anupriya Patel, among others, are present in the meeting. The objective of the meeting is to strengthen coordination among alliance partners. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to Midday News. Christmas is being celebrated across the globe today. Christians all over the world celebrate Christmas to mark the birth of Jesus Christ. On the occasion, people decorate their houses by putting a Christmas tree, an illuminated star, holy wreaths and exchange gifts. Churches of all denominations are organizing special Christmas services and events. Christmas is being celebrated in Goa with religious fervor and gaiety. Governor P.S. Sridharan Pillai and Chief Minister Pramod Sawant have greeted Goans on the occasion. Our correspondent gives us a glimpse of how the festival is celebrated in Goa.
In Goa, on this day of Christmas, friends and family come together and celebrate this joyous occasion. This festival gives a message of peace, harmony and sacrifice. Goans celebrate this festival by keeping aside their differences. Goa has donned festive look because of Christmas. Chapels and churches are being decorated and fancy crepes are being made at houses. Christmas trees are being decorated and Christmas fever is at its peak. Shops are overflowing with Goan delicacies like dodol, cakes and bibinka. Like every year, the streets of Goa are overflowing with tourists who have come to Goa to celebrate this festival. Mahesh Sobre for Akashwani Panji, Goa.
Christmas is being celebrated with religious fervor and gaiety in Maharashtra. Our Mumbai correspondent has filed this report.
In Mumbai, several buildings have been lit up with decorative lights, while houses have been adorned with decorations to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Mount Mary Church and St. Peter's Church in Bandra, St. Michael's Church in Mahim, Woodhouse Church in Colaba, St. John Baptist Church in Thane, Robinson Memorial Methodist Marathi Church in Baikala, among many others, have been decorated magnificently to mark the birth of Lord Christ. Masses and special prayers are being organized in the churches with bells and carols reverberating the praise of Lord Jesus. Decorated Christmas trees have been put outside houses, societies, shops and malls, exhibiting the spirit of Christmas. In schools, Christmas carnivals were celebrated with students singing Christmas carols and wearing costumes of Santa Claus. Ankita Apte, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today greeted the nation on the occasion of Christmas. In a social media post, the president said that Christmas reminds Jesus Christ's timeless teachings of love, kindness and compassion. President Murmu encouraged people to spread happiness, promote equality and foster the spirit of unity in the society. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar also wished that this joyous occasion illuminates homes across the nation with warmth, love and harmony. Mr. Dhankar added that Christmas brings the message of peace and goodwill. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also wished the countrymen on the occasion. Mr. Modi wished that the teachings of Lord Jesus Christ show everyone the path of peace and prosperity. BJP National President J.P. Nadda visited Sacred Heart Cathedral Church in New Delhi today and offered prayers to Jesus Christ. BJP MPs Bansuri Swaraj and Kamaljeet Sehrawat, Delhi BJP President Virendra Sachdeva also accompanied him. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan, who is on an official visit to Jharkhand, visited Regional Kendra of Akashwani and Doordarshan at Dalton Ganj in Palamu today. The minister went live from Akashwani studio to share his views with the audience. Dr. Murugan said the government under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi is committed to providing best programs to the people through Akashwani and Doordarshan. He said the government is also reviving the units under the BIND scheme. Officials of both the stations were present on the occasion.
Pradhan Mantri Sri Narendra Modi ji, Akashwani Radio and Doordarshan ka aage leke jaane ke liye hamara sarkar bahut kaam kar raha hai. Isme bind ke andar ka wo infrastructures development and programs, content creation, wo content economy ke liye hum bahut aage kaam kar rahe hain.
Inflows into non-resident Indian NRI deposit accounts surged $11.9 billion in April to October during the current financial year. According to the latest figures compiled by the RBI, this amount is nearly twice the corresponding figure of $6.1 billion for the same period last year. A passenger plane has crashed near Akatau Airport in Kazakhstan today. The ill-fated Azerbaijan Airlines flight carrying 67 passengers and 5 crew members was en route from Baku in Azerbaijan to Grozny in Russia. It was rerouted due to fog. Kazakhstan's Health Minister Akmaril Alnazarova stated that initial reports showed 6 survivors of the crash who are in serious condition. It is reported that the plane declared an emergency situation after colliding with a bird and experiencing a steering failure with a landing. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lays foundation stone of Ken Betwa River Linking Project in Madhya Pradesh. Nation celebrates 100th birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee as Good Governance Day today. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah to dedicate more than 10,000 PSEs, dairy and fisheries cooperative societies to the nation this afternoon. Christmas is being celebrated across the globe today to mark the birth of Jesus Christ. NRI remittances surged to record $11.9 billion in April to October this year, says RBI. More than 50 people feared killed in a plane crash in Kazakhstan. And with that, we end the midday news.